Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Land beyond the river where freedom knows. clouds are disappearing, skies are turning blue. Only just a while ago, I told him I was through. He did not rebuke me, but with arms of strong embrace, picked me up and carried me into a
Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter number 7 this morning. I'll start reading in verses number 20. The Bible said, "Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Art thou called being a servant, care not for it. But if thou mayest be made free, use it rather. For he that is called is of the Lord, being a servant is the Lord's freeman. Likewise also he that is called, being free, is Christ's servant. You are bought with a price, be not you the servants of men. Brethren, let every man wherein he is called, therein abide with God." Our Heavenly Father, now God, as we come before you this morning, how we thank you, such a wonderful, beautiful day, God, that you've given this morning, God, the strength, Lord, and the health, and the blessing of life this morning, God, most of all for salvation, Lord, saving us, God, that and Lord of heaven, I will pray thanking you this morning, God, for cleansing us of all our sins and all of our unrighteousness this morning, God, that we I might be called the sons of God, the children of God this morning. Lord, I thank you today, Lord, for the blessings upon our life. And Lord, we do ask you this morning, God, that wherever your people are gathered together this morning, that you'd be in the midst, God, that you'd save some precious soul this morning. God, bring, Lord, that individual into the saving knowledge of Christ this morning. Lord, I pray you'd anoint your men as they stand this morning, God, to preach and proclaim the truths of thy word this morning, God. I do thank you, Lord, for the privilege and opportunity to go to your house, to sit in your presence, to fellowship with your people, and Lord, to receive a blessing this morning, God. We do ask you today, God, that you'd touch these that we made mention, those that are sick and afflicted this morning. You'd visit with them, strengthen and encourage them this morning, God, in the way. I thank you once again for all that you've done for us. May your name be exalted and high and lifted up this morning. For all of this, we'll thank you and we'll praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen this morning. Now, you'll notice in the scripture that we read to you this morning,
as some seven times or six times the word call is mentioned this morning in these few four verses today. I want to preach on the thought this morning concerning the seven calls for involvement. Amen. Seven calls for involvement. If you're saved this morning, then you are the called of God, called by God, and called to work for God this morning. We don't all preach, we don't all teach, we don't all minister in the same way. But still, we are the called of God this morning. Paul said, forget those things which are behind and look to those things which are ahead. I press toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus our Lord. All things work together for those that love the Lord and are the called according to His purpose this morning. Dear friend, I'm not going to deal with the reason why God called you this morning or to what God called you this morning, but I want to deal with the origin of that call, that what motivates us to get involved in the busy about our Father's business, the reason why we don't quit, the reason why we don't give up or pack it in. And brother, there's been many times, no doubt, in my life and in your life too, that we felt like we've gone as far as we can go, that we've took all that we can take, that it's not worth it. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, there's a reason why we continue to press on against the odds. Muddle through the mire, fight a seemingly losing battle. Why you and I as Christians climb uphill, walk against the wind? Because there is a voice that calls us this morning. The world cannot hear it. They cannot receive it. They cannot perceive and understand it. But we know this morning there's something inside of us that compels us and constrains us to keep serving God this morning. Amen. I want to say, first of all, brother, there is a call that comes from above. Amen. There is a heavenly voice, dear friend, that whispers, that echoes in the canyon of our soul this morning. There's a voice that we recognize that's familiar unto us this morning. I thank God there is a voice from another world that called. No, brother, I'm not hearing voices in the middle of the night. Dear friend, I'm just telling you, that same voice that called me in salvation, that said, come unto me, all ye that labor, that said, come now, all things are ready, that said, come, let us reason together, that same voice that called me down the aisle of salvation still calls unto me today. Amen. I've never heard it in my ears, but I've heard it thunder in my heart. Amen. I'm glad God is still calling sinners to repentance. Dear friend, this morning I'm glad that same voice that spake to me when I was lost and undone still speaks to my heart today. Amen. The same voice that said, come out from the world and be a separate and peculiar people. Come out from among them and touch not the unclean thing this morning. That same voice that calls for separation, dear friend, speaks unto you and I today to continue in the fight, to keep pressing on, to lift up our heads and know, thank God, that our redemption is drawing nigh. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, that same voice that calls us into service, Jesus said, if any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. And said, if any man doesn't take up his cross, he cannot be my disciple. Here in the text I read to you, the Bible said we're bought with a price. Amen. We belong unto him this morning, and our master is not a taskmaster. His commandments are not grievous. Dear friend, the Bible said only that he requires of us is to be faithful and to do that which is is our reasonable service. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, for all that Christ has done for us, he requires very little of us in return this morning. Dear friend, but he does. Dear friend, demand, dear friend, that you and I serve the Lord this morning. We put our life on the altar, dear friend, this morning, that we continue to follow in his footsteps, dear friend, about, dear friend, serving him this morning. Then let me say also, there's a call that comes from within. How Paul said, the love of Christ, it constraineth me. Amen. His word compels me, dear friend, to serve him this morning. There's something inside that feeds off the service of God. Dear friend, I tell you, there's a longing, there's a desire, there's a hunger and a thirst, dear friend, that God put in me this morning. Amen. Dear friend, sometimes I don't know what to do or when to do it or where to do it. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, dear friend, this morning there's something inside of me that wants more of him. As the psalmist said, as the heart panteth after thee, the water brook, so my soul panteth after the Lord and longeth after God this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, I get so tired and weary in this world. I thank God for a refuge. I thank God this morning for an oasis to go to the house of God. Dear friend, this morning to feel his presence. Dear friend, there's a call from within me. Amen. It's fear that motivates me. Dear friend, dear friend, the Bible said, therefore, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Amen. By the fear of the Lord, men depart from sin. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, I do fear the Lord in reverence. I do fear the Lord in holiness. I realize this morning that he does chasten those that he loves and rebukes those that are his this morning. Amen. Dear friend, there's not only a fear that motivates me, there's a force that moves me. Dear friend, we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Our vessel is filled with the Spirit of God this morning. There is something that identifies with God that he put in me this morning. Amen. There's something inside that. Dear friend, this morning bears witness of the power and the presence of God. Dear friend, there's a feeling that melts my heart. Jeremiah said, it is my eye that affecteth my heart. Amen. God took out the stony heart and put in a heart that can feel, that can have compassion, that can have love this morning. Dear friend, that can show mercy. Dear friend, there's a call that comes from within us this morning. And then thirdly, there's a call that comes from around us. Amen. I realize they never would admit it, but the lost and dying world needs our help this morning. Amen. I'm not talking about financially, and not just to feed or furnish for them. I'm talking about for salvation. The church is still the light of the world. We are still the salt of the earth. Dear friend, and without the church and the message of salvation this morning, they'd perish. Amen. It falls our lot and upon our shoulders to present unto them the living God. Amen. To show them the way of salvation. Dear friend, there is a call from around us. Dear friend, a call from those in darkness for a light. Amen. I think about that Philippian jailer. The Bible said the first thing he did was call for a light after God had shook that place down. Dear friend, today I'm telling you, the blind are leading the blind. Dear friend, this morning, but oh, for the light of the church to shine. Dear friend, upon this earth, amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, we're a city upon a hill. Dear friend, we're to so let our light shine before men. Dear friend, we are to reflect the light of the Father upon this earth, amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, they're calling. Dear friend, there's a call from around us. Dear friend, a dungeon for liberty. Dear friend, there are those that are bound, that are kept They're captive by the will of the devil, and they cannot break free. They cannot overcome. Amen. And if they need to be set free by the word of God, by the Spirit of God that gives liberty. Amen. I'm glad where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. I'm glad that he came to set free the captives. I'm glad the word of God can still break the bonds. I dear friend, that anything the world can hold us with this morning. Amen. I dear friend, you say, I can't quit that. I can't kick that habit. I can't quit doing this or that. I'm telling you, you get the one on the inside this morning that can help you, I dear friend, overcome anything that the devil may put in your path. Amen. The Bible said they're dead in their trespasses. Dear friend, they're dead while they live. Dear friend, but the word of God, dear friend, can bring life unto them. It's the only hope that this world has. Amen. I think we ought to pray about who we elect, dear friend, this morning. But I'm telling you, it doesn't matter who's in office. Dear friend, it's still the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only hope for this nation this morning. It matters to turn back to him. I thank God this morning on high. Let me say, there's a call from behind me. Amen. There's a voice of the past that helps me stay the course. Dear friend, to hold the fort, that reminds me there's no place to park. There's no discharge in this world. Amen. Dear friend, there's a voice of a cross behind me. Dear friend, the reason we enjoy the freedom we have today is because of the price that was paid for our soul. Had somebody loved us enough, I thank God, when we were nobodies, I dear friend, to die on a cross to shed his blood, I dear friend, this morning to pay the ultimate price to settle the dead, to atone for our sins. I thank God, when you think about the cross, how in the world can you pull it over and park, brother? I dear friend, he went all the way to Calvary. Dear friend, paid the ultimate price so you could be free from the bondage of sin. Think about the commission that he left with us before he ascended back up on high, how to take his place at the right hand of the Father, how to make intercession for us. He said, go ye in all the world, preaching the gospel, teaching, baptizing, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Preach the gospel to every creature under heaven. Amen. He said to Isaiah, who will go for us? Amen. Isaiah said, how long? He said, until the cities lay waste without inhabitant. In other words, until there isn't anybody else to preach to. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, we've got a commission, dear friend, to take the word of God, the hope of salvation, the good news of the gospel of Christ, the death, the burial, the resurrection of the Savior, the Son of God, to a lost and a dying world. Amen. Dear friend, we're not, dear friend, to build upon our own fleshly lust, dear friend, but upon the gospel this morning. Dear friend, there's a voice of the champions behind us. Dear friend, the Bible said we have a great cloud of witnesses. Have those that have plowed the fields before us. Have those that have passed down the torch to us. Dear friend, I'm telling you, our examples, our role models, have those that are cheering us on to the finish line. I don't know how much they know or how much they can see. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, when I read about them and what they faced and what they endured for the glory of God, brother, it kindles a fire, it fans a flame in my soul to keep putting one foot in front of the other. There is a call that comes from behind me this morning, and then there's a call that comes from before me. Amen. Brother, somewhere up ahead, there's definitely a day of reckoning. Dear friend, a a day of reaping, a day of restitution, a day of reward. And dear friend, Paul said, know you not that all of us, talking about the children of God, must appear at the judgment seat of Christ, amen, to give an account of the life, the deeds we've done in this body. Amen. The Bible said we have the potential of life. Amen. The works are going to be manifest. All is going to be brought to light, revealed. And dear friend, our service since God saved us, amen, and dear friend, are going to be put to the test. And the motives that were behind the deeds that we done are going to be made manifest. Amen. The price of laziness, and dear friend, I believe there'll be many a tear at the judgment seat of Christ when we begin to realize what we could have had and what we could have done and what we could have accomplished and laid down at the feet of Christ. Amen. Dear friend, I am telling you, all is in vain unless we've done it for the glory of God this morning. Amen. We've got to realize somewhere up ahead, dear friend, we're going to receive a reward. He said, even a cup of cold water given in my name, I'm not go unrewarded. Amen. It'll be worth it one day after a while. Dear friend, number six, there's a call from beside me. Amen. The fellow laborers in Christ. We're family, brothers and sisters. Dear friend, and we need one another, whether you like to admit it or not. Christ has knitted us and bonded us and grafted us together into one body by one spirit. Dear friend, we have one Father. Dear friend, we have a common enemy. Dear friend, and there's a voice from beside me. Dear friend, that cries. I just like Paul received that call from Macedonia that said, come and help us. Dear friend, we've got those that stand with us. Amen. In the heat of the battle. Dear friend, blood is thicker than water. Amen. Dear friend, and I'm telling you, we ought to stand shoulder to shoulder. Dear friend, this morning, and fight the good fight of faith. Dear friend, to help one another, the Bible said, do good to those, especially of the household of faith. Amen. To support by prayer. Dear friend, by presence, by encouragement. Dear friend, when a church, your sister church, is having revival, you ought to do the best. I don't want to pray for that revival, but to be in the presence. Dear friend, to help us that load up the hill. Dear friend, this morning I'm telling you to encourage one another in the Lord. Dear friend, we are. Dear friend, they bonded together. We're fighting for one cause, and that is Christ. Dear friend, today there's no competition. No big eyes and little U's. Dear friend, no big church, little church. There's a call from beside me. Dear friend, to fight in this battle. And then finally, there's a call from beneath me. Amen. From the very bowels of hell. Dear friend, this morning. Dear friend, the rich man had a conversation with Lazarus. I am with Abraham this morning. Dear friend, I am telling you, there's a call from hell. Dear friend, if you listen closely, dear friend, there's a seriousness. Dear friend, the folks in hell don't want visitors. Dear friend, this morning their eyes have been opened to the truth. Dear friend, this morning the rich man said, send Lazarus back to my father's house. I've got five brethren back there. Somebody needs to tell about the Lord this morning. You know, it's a shame how those in hell are more concerned about the lost members of our family and our community than we are this morning. Dear friend, they know when the gates of hell swing open. Dear friend, the depravity and the destruction. Dear friend, I'm telling you, there are those in hell that want us to preach, that want us to witness, that want us to carry the gospel and to reach somebody before it's too late. Brother, there's a call for you to get involved in the service of the Lord. May He richly bless you this morning, is our prayer.